What do I do if I have no idea what I want to do with my life? When I'm in the middle of my career and realize my work doesn't have meaning or purpose to me anymore? How do we tell our friends and family that we want to completely change our career? Where should we start in making such a big life change? And how can I know what to change careers to? This podcast was created to answer these very questions. My name is Travis Robinson, and you're listening to The Everyday Worker. How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of The Everyday Worker. I'm really excited that you're here today because, you know, I'm always looking for new ways to provide the most value to you as a listener. And something that I've been really thinking about is the workbook that you can grab for free right now. And in this workbook, I step through three different steps of really the three important things that you can be doing to get started on your journey of figuring out the right career path for yourself and how to make that transition. I love this workbook. I think that it's three core main principles, main steps that you need to take to really kickstart that journey for yourself. But I think that I probably could have done a better job maybe at explaining the steps a little bit. But I figured, you know what? I wanted to provide a better way to explain each step without having to write a novel that you have to read. So I was going to do a recording for people who download the workbook and, you know, they can, and I would email it to them. But, you know, I figured this really can be helpful for anybody. I'm going to be referencing the workbook a lot. And so if you haven't downloaded it and you're listening to it right now, listening to this episode right now, I would go to everydayworker.com/workbook and you can just put in your name and email and get it emailed to you right away so that you can have this workbook. And so today I'm going to be focusing on step one, but in the next two solo episodes that I do by myself, so next week you'll get the next two episodes and I'll step through or go through steps two and three in the next two episodes by myself. So make sure that you have that workbook downloaded and take the time to go through each step and really thoughtfully and meaningfully go through each of those steps. Because I think that, again, these steps are really just core principles of things that you need to do to really figure out what you're going to do in the future, how your skills and strengths can really be applied to a new career and how you can get started in a new industry. So we're going to be focusing on step one today. So if you're ready, I am excited to dive into this with you. Step one is called Patterns of Your Passions. So let me tell you where this is coming from. The idea behind step one is the idea that for someone like me, I didn't really grow up with any like one specific passion or you know, like I didn't work on cars or take apart the microwave just to see how it worked and stuff. And I never seemed like there was like one main thing that I did throughout my life. So as I've gotten older and I've tried thinking about, okay, what's my passion? It was really hard for me to identify, like what gets me excited every day? What is a subject or an industry that I just love to learn about? And then, you know, how does that, of course, translate now into a career? And so maybe you have that question where you haven't really been super passionate about one specific topic, or maybe you're the other extreme, where you've had a lot of different interests, you've had a lot of different passions and things that you like to learn about. And so you've never been able to really narrow down exactly what it is you want to do with your life or how those interests translate into a career that might be fulfilling and purposeful to you. And that's the purpose of step one, patterns of your passions, to really look at all the different things that you've been interested in throughout your life and looking at what are the patterns of why you like those things. So in step one in the workbook, I give an example where a couple different interests that I had when I was younger is wrestling and video games. And so under wrestling, I wrote down a few different things of like why I liked it or what I learned through wrestling. So I wrote down discipline, that there's, I loved the team aspect of it. I love the feeling of mastering a skill. And then with video games, I really enjoyed playing video games, mostly with friends. I wasn't a big type of person that just played by myself. I liked playing games that I was good at naturally that I picked up really quickly. And for me, video games was a way that just kind of took my mind off of other things. So just looking at just these two things for myself, wrestling and video games, one of the patterns I could see between the two is that I really enjoy things that require a team effort or where I'm working with other people. And for myself, just now as an adult and also figuring out my life and what I want to do for the rest of my life, and as I learn about myself, that's one thing that I've learned is that I really enjoy collaborating and working with other people. And that's something important that I need to know about myself so that if at some point, you know, I'm in an interview with an employer, that's something that I can ask or talk about and make sure that this job is something where I can be working with other people and collaborating with them. Wow, that's a tough word to say, collaborating with them. Anyways, but if you really think about it, think about when you were a child. You know, when you were a child, you did things purely because you enjoyed them. You did things because it brought happiness and fun and excitement into your life. Think back to those days when you were doing things purely because you loved to do them. So write down those activities in the top of each column in this activity. And then underneath each one, write down what you liked about it. Like how did doing that activity or that hobby or whatever it is, how did that make you feel or what thoughts came to your mind? Did you like that it challenged you? Do you like that it got you moving and active? What is it from your childhood that really brought that fun into your life genuinely? Thinking about this for myself, I thought about that when I was younger, and I've talked about this a couple times on the podcast. When I was younger, I genuinely enjoyed when my mom would listen to this radio show where this woman, she's a therapist, and she would have people come on the show and she would help them with their problems. They would say what question they had for her and help them right there on the radio. And I really enjoyed, like even in elementary school listening to this, I loved listening to how people were able to share their problems and how this therapist was able to help her or help these people through their issues. And then, so that's one instance. And then looking at my time in high school and college, I always seemed to really enjoy like one-on-one time with people, time when I can really dive deeper into getting to know someone. I always loved going out to lunch with friends, and very often my friends were women. You know, of course, that's nice for the dating aspect of it, but I also just enjoyed it because I feel like, generally speaking, the women in my life, they were able to have those deeper, meaningful conversations. And I always really loved that and enjoyed that. I loved having those heartfelt, you know, kind of feeling-centered conversations with people. And so again, for me, that's another pattern of a passion that I had in my life, something that is important to me. So as you go through the step one, really think about that. Think about what is it about these interests, these hobbies that I've had that are that I really love, that I loved learning about. As you do this, it's going to become more clear to you of what your passions are, what your interests are. Don't think about, like, you know, the skills that you learned, that you learned how to use Microsoft Excel or used, you know, AutoCAD or whatever it might be. Maybe you do genuinely like doing that, and that's totally fine if you genuinely do. But don't think about practicality. Think about, like, what things you enjoy doing in your life, just genuinely, what it genuinely brings happiness and joy to your life. Do you like playing board games? Do you like going on walks by yourself? Do you really enjoy cooking or preparing really healthy meals? And think about why. What is it about those activities that you really genuinely enjoy and love? So let's take a look here at, after you go through the activity of looking at, you know, what the patterns are and writing down what your different interests are, there's going to be a few questions that it's going to ask you to help you get clear on what you can learn from the activity that you did. So the first question asks you, what patterns do you see among all your interests? So again, this helps you to identify what are those patterns. What's interesting about writing out all your different interests and what you enjoyed about each of those interests? What sticks out to you? Then it asks you, what have you learned from the patterns of your passions? And again, don't think so logically about this. Don't be thinking like, oh, this doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. Like, how is my interest of cooking ever going to be a full-time career? Or how's my passion for meditating going to turn into a full-blown career? Don't look at that, because that's not the point of this activity. The purpose of this activity is to look at the core principles of why you enjoy the things that you enjoy. Does that make sense? Because I really need you to understand that. Because when you understand the core principles of why you enjoy the things that you enjoy, then now you can go and find a career or a job that is can meet your other standards, such as where you might want to live or how much money you want to make. And you can fit that to the criteria of what you genuinely enjoy to do. So you're actually broadening your opportunities, broadening your horizon of what is possible for you in a career. And I really hope that makes sense, because I think that's really, really important to understand as you go through this activity. This step one is not supposed to be, you know, some magical step that is going to reveal to you what you want to do for a career, but it lays the foundation. It sets a standard to see what excites you, what do you genuinely enjoy, so that when you go and look for a career, whatever that might be, that you have something to compare it to. And then the last question is, how well does your current career path fit with the patterns you discovered? So now that's really going to be a reflection on your current job, your current career path, you know, whether you're in college or whatever. The path that you're going in life, is it leading towards a life that you're using these patterns of your passions? Do you have a career that's going to match that standard of things that excite you, that fire you up and get you excited to go into work every single day? So again, if you haven't downloaded the workbook yet, I would highly recommend you go to everydayworker.com/workbook and download it absolutely free, and it's going to get emailed straight to you right away. And so get there, get it downloaded, and start working on step one, because it's going to be very revealing to you if you genuinely take the time to look and to look at yourself and look at what lights a fire under you, what gets you excited every single day. It's going to be a great foundation to lay for yourself as you move forward in searching for the right career for yourself. Hope this was helpful for you guys, and I will see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Everyday Worker. If you want to find more great content just like this to help you in your career change journey, go to everydayworker.com. There you'll find my blog, all my podcasts, and other free resources such as my Career Change Masterclass, where I share what's stopping you from switching to a fulfilling career and how you can overcome those challenges. Again, go to everydayworker.com to learn more.